Craft program with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra featuring Roy Bargy, Ramona, Jack Fulton, Peggy Healy, Bob Lawrence, and the Rondeliers Quartet, and Paul Whiteman's Clambake. And now here's our master of ceremonies, Dean Staler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I have news to the effect that Al Jolson, who has been making his way back from the coast by train, airplane, camels, and dog sledges to join this program, will be in New York tonight. At this very moment, probably, the train is pulling out of 125th Street. Al's hat is being taken out of a paper bag. His shoes are receiving an imaginary shine, and Al is wondering whether he has the courage to ask the porter to change a dollar bill. He'll be with us next Thursday evening. I mean Al Jolson, not the porter. And in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra will play in a new arrangement of Ragging the Scale. I've been getting a great many abusive letters recently, wanting to know what I mean by picking on Ramona the way I do. Now, of course, I never dreamed of picking on Ramona, but it may be that some of my tributes in the past were so subtly worded that they were misunderstood. So tonight I shall say nothing about her that could possibly be construed as anything but complimentary. I shall point out, for example, that when Paderewski heard her play the piano, he broke down and cried like a little child. And that when Gatti Kazatsa heard her sing, he remarked, "I'm going to get that girl someday." And that when the authors of the song, Who Walks In When I Walk Out, heard her play and sing it, they said they never wanted to hear anybody else sing it ever again. And in case you have a mistaken idea as to what they meant, she's going to play and sing it now.
I'm going to give you the third degree. Don't you know you've got to answer to me? Who walks in when I walk out? Gives you that high, baby, who's the who? Got me jealous of you. Who walks in when I walk out? Don't you know you're my baby, who's the who? Got me worrying too. When we kiss, I kind of miss something that used to be. Every day, while I'm away, I got a feeling that you're fooling me. Who walks in when I walk out? Gives you that high, baby, who's the fool? God be jealous of you. Mm-hmm. don't mind my repeating. I've a feeling someone's on your mind. I've got a hunch that you're cheating, and I never thought you'd be the cheating kind. Someone saying sweet things in your ear, called you honey when I'm not near. Walks in when I walk out, who gives you that high, baby? Who's the who? God, I'm jealous of you. Now, walks in when I walk out, don't you know you're my baby? Who's the who? God, I'm worrying too. Now, when we kiss, I kinda miss something that used to be. Every day while I'm away, I got a feeling that you're fooling me now. Walks in when I walk out, and who gives you that high, baby? Who's the who? God's jealous of you.
Years ago, just how many is none of your business, I knew a little brat of 14 or 15 who lived near us in the Bronx. She was about my kid sister's age, and so, of course, I took no notice of her. But I do remember that her father was a contractor, and that she went to the Barnard School for Girls and played the mandolin most of the time, and all the neighbors within earshot predicted that she would come to a bad end. And as the years went by, some Hawaiian invented the ukulele, and Marconi invented the wireless, and May Singy married a city slicker named DeRose. And now May Singy Breen and Peter DeRose are a famous ukulele piano vocal radio team. And to the further annoyance of the neighbors, the DeRose member of the family has just written a song for the Follies called Wagon Wheel, which looks as if we're going to be a hit. And tonight, Mr. DeRose is not in the studio and will not say a few words to us, and his wife will positively not play the ukulele. And instead, Paul Whiteman's orchestra will play Wagon Wheel, and Bob Lawrence will sing it.
Wagon wheels carry me home.
the delicious Kraft cheese spreads now come in the Swanky Swig glasses, new smart drinking glasses you can use over and over again for any beverage after the cheese spread has been consumed. You can identify these thin drinking glasses filled with Kraft cheese spreads by the decorative red and black circles on the glass and by the Kraft label. Order these delicious spreads from your grocer tomorrow. If you have a favorite, order it by name. If you haven't, order an assortment of the 5 Kraft cheese spreads. Each as delicious, each as tempting, each as wholesome as the other. Remember, tomorrow morning, Kraft cheese spreads at your favorite grocery store.
Jack Teagarden singing a song entitled I'm So In Love With You, dedicated to Paul Whiteman by Mae West. In checking over the records of the Kraft program, I find that it has to its credit one extraordinary achievement, that in the 7 months we've been on the air, Paul Whiteman's orchestra has never played Stormy Weather. And tonight, Mr. Whiteman continues to keep his record unbroken by not playing it again. However, he is going to play some music by the same composer, Harold Arlen. You'll remember that Mr. Arlen was our guest on this program a few weeks ago when we played selections from his new motion picture score, Let's Fall in Love. At that time, the picture had not yet been released. Since then, however, it has made its way out into the world with such success that it deserves an encore. So now we shall hear 2 of its most popular numbers. First, the theme song, Let's Fall in Love, sung by Jack Fulton. And second, Love is Love Anywhere, sung by Peggy Healy. The blocking, passing, and general interference being done in both cases by Paul Whiteman's orchestra.
I'm that thing. Then if love one happy day decides to find a way, why wait? Just swing along and sing this song. At every moon, a garden nook, a blue lagoon, a mountain brook, a pair of heartstrings to share. Love is love anywhere.
Every moon, garden nook, blue lagoon, mountain brook, a pair of heartstrings to share. Love is love anywhere.
A pair of lips, a pair of eyes, oh, those trips to paradise. Stars above, love is king.
Love,
a happy myth, a lucky boy, a world of bliss, a world of joy. Hearts are free and skies are fair.
Love is love anywhere.
A feeling I'm concealing, I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we approach the dread moment known as Paul Whiteman's official weekly clam bake. The moment when the orchestra and Mr. Whiteman's band of entertainers drop their serious duties in order to perform a little item that they have evolved among themselves, with results that are extremely amusing to themselves. To those of you who heard last week's clam bake, I need not say that it described the adventures of Alice in Movie Land, Alice being an ex-waitress from Marceline, Missouri. To those of you who did not hear it, I can only offer my envious congratulations. And in tonight's episode, we find that in the miraculous space of a week, Alice has completed her first picture, which is called Passion's Plaything, or What Goes On in Texas. It combines the worst features of all Western films. The cast includes John Mercer, the author, as Five Gun Mercer, the hero, Peggy Healy as Four-Gun Alice, the heroine. Darrell Woodyard as Three-Gun Whiteman, a band leader. Roy Halley as Two-Gun Clyle, narrator and muse of history. The Rondeliers as One-Gun Tibbet, an old ballad singer. And the orchestra as a group of horses, a herd of cattle, and an epidemic of influenza. And as we begin, may I warn you not to expect too much. This picture is not being produced in a first-run house or even a neighborhood house. It is being shown in an old-fashioned Nickelodeon, which is in the course of being demolished.
Wheel number one, our Alice don't appear, but she'll come in later, never fear. As we begin, our hero's at the bar, just the way that heroes always are.
Everybody come and dance, everybody take a chance. If you got on dresses or you got on pants, we're gonna play a play, we're gonna celebrate for the grand new sheriff of the long car chase.
Robbers are here, folks, robbers are there. Bandits and rustlers get in your hair. But you elected me today, and you bet I'm gonna run them all away.
He will chase them all away with the F.I.N. and a big parade.
Reel number two went through the swinging door. Little Alice entered. On all fours.
There is a desert sand. I had a call here and there. There's a rustler's band stealing my cows away. You'll help me, my sheriff. Hear them calling me. We gotta go where they are.
Little sweetheart of the prairie, I will save them every head.
If you do, you've got to hurry, or the poor things will be dead.
Reel number three, while they are on their way, let's hear what the poor cows have to say.
We're heading for the last roundup. She's taking us to the stockyard to laugh. After all these years, what a pretty come to pass. We're heading for the last roundup.
Little doggy, no you're not, no you're not. I will shoot down the rustlers when they shot.
Reel number four, he shot them down a four. But the shot has frightened Alice's horse. He's running wild, he's heading for a cliff.
Hurry up and stop him, Gray Sheriff.
Yippee!
Here I come, little gal of mine.
Here I come, little gal of mine. Here I come, here I come, little gal of mine. Never fear, I am here.
Hurry up, hurry up, slow little feet. Hurry up, hurry up, funny cross feet. Hurry up, hurry up, slow little feet. I fear my end is near.
My old gray mare, she ate what she used to do.
Ate what she used to do.
Old gray mare, she ate what she used to do.
She never run that fast.
Let him go.
She's crying hard, but her heart is going faster than a rope. See them both. She's on the end of the sheriff and the cat.
Your dealer has the Kraft cheese spread. Five varieties in the new Swanky Swig glasses.
I enjoy all five varieties, but my favorite is Kraft Pimento cheese spread. Philadelphia cream cheese and fine Spanish pimentos make a delicious combination.
My favorite is Kraft pineapple cream spread. Fresh pineapple combined with Philadelphia cream cheese. Boy, it's a treat.
I agree with both of you. But my favorite is the tasty cream cheese relish spread, Kraft K. It's so nice for sandwiches. And the children like it so.
Yes, they're all good. But have you tried Kraft Creamed Old English? That sharp cheddar flavor just suits my taste.
I've tried them all, liked them all. But I really prefer Kraft Roquefort cream spread, Philadelphia cream cheese, and imported Roquefort. It's delicious.
There you are. Five kinds of Kraft cheese spreads, and each has its loyal friends. And remember, all five varieties are packed in the new Swanky Swig glasses. Glasses you can use over and over again for any beverage. Tomorrow, ask your dealer for the Kraft cheese spread assortment in the new Swanky Swig glasses.
Before last, as part of the festivities attended upon President Roosevelt's birthday celebration, Mr. Weitzman broadcast an old-fashioned Virginia reel. Tonight, he is going to repeat it. In the course of it, you'll hear the Arkansas Traveler, Old Zip Coon, Turkey in the Straw, Pop Goes the Weasel, and other old-time favorites, all dished up in a very entertaining special arrangement by Adolph Deutsch and played by Paul Weitzman's orchestra.
About a month ago, Jack Fulton, who, as you know, is the only trombone-playing tenor soloist in the world, came up to Mr. Whiteman at rehearsal and said, "Mr. Whiteman, I've written a song that I'd like you to try out." So Mr. Whiteman pushed him off the platform and thought no more about it. The next day, Jack came back and said the same thing with the same result. This went on for some time until one day, as Jack started to speak, Paul said, "Yes, I know, you've written a song. All right, let's hear it." So Jack played it, and this time Mr. Whiteman fell off the platform. For it was a good song. It is called Perfect Paradise, and Jack Fulton is going to sing it with the orchestra tonight. And with expression.
A cozy cottage small beside a waterfall, a tiny garden filled with flowers, a place to spend enchanted hours. It's perfect paradise. A little rusty gate where someone loves to wait, a setting sun for my returning, two lips that press my two lips burning. It's perfect paradise. I like to sit beside the windowsill when supper is through, and while I'm listening to the whippoorwill, someone tender and true whispers, "Dear, I love you." Where could I ever find a greater peace of mind than in this nest that I have rented? Until I die, I'll be contented. It's perfect paradise. Peace of mind than in this nest that I have rendered. Until I die, I'll be content. It's perfect
how much more elegant things sound when they're said in French. For instance, if I should come out now with the bald statement that the Rondeliers are going to render a number called Maury the Cop, you probably wouldn't be interested. But if I announced that les Rondeliers are en train de chanter a very chic morceau entitled Maurice le Gendarme, you're immediately on the alert for something pretty cultured. As a matter of fact, what the Rondeliers are going to do is neither one thing nor the other. The number will be sung in the original French. Some of the most original French that I've ever heard. But it is not going to be chic. It's merely silly. As nearly as I can define it, it's a sort of French hillbilly song. Maurice le Gendarme.
Parlez-vous français? Certainement je sais.
Je vais chanter pour vous sur la boulevard, la boue.
Sur la boue, sur la boue, sur la boulevard.
Betty Brown from Boston town has just come back from France. She went to Gay Paris to see what she could see. Of all the stories that she tells, the one I like the best,
the tale about the gendarme with the medals all over his chest.
I mean Maurice, the gendarme. He's the idol of Paris. Talk of popularity when Maurice, the gendarme, was walking in the bois. The girlies make a dash to follow him and watch him when he curls his cute mustache. Each mamsel tries to catch his eye and they are all bereft. For he goes on and never looks to right or left. Oh, Maurice, the gendarme.
Il est tout à fait gentil, oh, he's the idol of Paris.
He's
the gendarme,
with medals on his chest. He's a typical
geste.
Oh, Maurice, you mean Maurice the gendarme?
This is strictly entre nous.
Shh, 1,000 girls is true. Stop him every day to hear him say, que voulez-vous?
On passe par la reine avec ses sabots. On passe par la reine avec ses sabots. Rencontrer le capitaine avec ses sabots. Oh, 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 avec ses sabots. He's got the nicest manners that you ever want to see.
No matter what madame will ask, he answers her, oui, oui.
He's magnificent.
He's marvelous.
Who? Maurice.
He's terrific.
He's tremendous.
Who? Maurice, the gendarme, escadisque, from the fair.
Today in New York saw the world premiere of Samuel Goldwyn's production of the screen version of Zola's Nana, and the long-awaited first appearance of the Russian film star, Anna Stein. After reading in the advertising columns of the evening papers that she is glamorous, seductive, charming, exciting, bewitching, winning, fascinating, enchanting, enticing, and incandescent, I gather that Miss Stein is pretty good. And there's a pretty good song in the picture, too, written by Lawrence Hart with music by Richard Rogers, entitled That's Love. And this evening we're to hear it, played by the orchestra under what a movie ad would describe as the great leader, director, chief, sovereign, master, boss, and conductor, Paul Whiteman, and sung by Ramona in her own captivating, calorous, hypnotic, irresistible, lustrous, effulgent, glowing, sparkling, resplendent, and brilliant style.
Goodbye.
I'm your light of love. Who cares? Think what you might of love. Who cares? When my lips have made you happy, leave my arms without a sigh. I'll never ask you why. That's love. Goodbye.
Everybody, of course, hates the prize winner. Most of you, I imagine, still cherish bitter memories of the nasty little boys and girls who used to carry off your school medals and diplomas for punctuality, scholastic excellence, politeness, and other loathsome attributes. In a way, a prize winner is more to be pitied than scorned, for the minute he is rewarded for exceptional achievement, from that time on, he dares not fall below the standard he set for himself, and drags out a miserable existence trying to live up to his own reputation. So that when I learned that Paul Whiteman and his orchestra had been awarded the medal offered by the magazine Radio Stars for distinguished service to radio, I was worried at first. But on reflection, I decided that to give Paul Whiteman a medal for distinguished service to radio is merely to give official recognition to something that's been going on for a long time. I don't know of anybody who is in less danger of failing to live up to his own reputation. And so I was very much pleased when the editor of the magazine asked me to present the award on his behalf. And therefore, I feel genuinely privileged, Mr. Whiteman, to present to you, on behalf of the magazine Radio Stars, the Medal for Distinguished Service to Radio. And I hope you don't lose it.
Thank you, Deans. I don't have to say how proud and happy I am to receive this award. But in trying to express my thanks for the honor that Radio Stars magazine has seen fit to pay me, I'm not forgetting that my share is a comparatively small one. I accept this medal not only for myself, but as a grateful spokesman for the artists who are playing with me, and without whose skill and musicianship this accomplishment would not have been possible. And since I'm being grateful, I feel that I ought to express my gratitude to George Gershwin, who wrote the Rhapsody in Blue for us almost exactly 10 years ago. I'm going to play it as we first played it in Aeolian Hall, New York, on Lincoln's birthday, 1924. The only change being that Roy Bargy, instead of George Gershwin, will be at the piano.
You can use the wide variety of Kraft cheese spreads in making tempting appetizers, in preparing wholesome, health-giving sandwiches, and in making delicate, delicious salads. For appetizers, just put any of the cheese spreads on crackers or thin slices of bread. For sandwiches, the same applies. Use any of the Kraft cheese spreads, a generous amount between thin slices of bread. For salads, use the spreads for the base for fancy frozen salads, for simple, leafy salads. All Kraft cheese spreads can be used in these different ways. Order an assortment of Kraft spreads tomorrow. Ask your grocer for Kraft cheese spreads in the swanky swig glasses. ¶¶ This concludes tonight's Kraft program, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you each week by the makers of Kraft Phoenix Cheese. We cordially invite you to be with us again next Thursday evening for another hour of entertainment, when Al Jolson will be back with us again, together with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and the brilliant Whiteman Ensemble with Dean Taylor as Master of Ceremonies. Same station, same hour. Don't forget, next Thursday night. This is Howard Klaney saying good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.